With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. We are learning more about the terrorist who has killed at least 15 people in New Orleans earlier today. Addressing the nation this evening, President Biden says the attacker posted a video beforehand indicating he was inspired by ISIS, and the FBI believes there may be at least four others involved in this incident. One person has been killed, seven injured, when a Tesla truck exploded outside Donald Trump's hotel in Las Vegas. It is believed the vehicle was loaded with fireworks. Although 2024 didn't rate very high in most Americans' estimation, a new poll suggesting that a majority expect much better in 2025. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2024 as one of the best years ever. 11% think it was an excellent year, and 20% rate 2024 as a good year. However, 34% of Americans give 2024 a poor rating. The 36% who rate 2024 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 34% said the same thing about 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the lights are back on in Puerto Rico.
Most of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers lost power New Year's Eve. There was talk it could take days to get the lights back on. Lights returned to households as well as to Puerto Rico's hospitals, water plants, and sewage facilities. Luma Energy is warning there could be temporary outages over the next few days because of the fragile nature of the grid. The island's power system was ravaged in 2017 by Category 4 Hurricane Maria. At the peak of Hurricane Ernesto back in August, over half of all utility customers lost power. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defending pro-life advocates.
The Group of Five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research finding evangelical Christians are tithing less these days. That report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74 to 61% over the last 3 years, and those giving to a nonprofit or ministry outside a church fell from 58 to 50%. This is SRN News.
Movie ticket sales taking a bit of a hit in 2024. The annual domestic box office is expected to end up at around $8.75 billion. That's down over 3% from 2023, according to estimates from ComScore. It's not as dire as it was in the pandemic years, but it's also not even close to the pre-pandemic norm when the annual box office regularly surpassed $11 billion. Stocks indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year on Tuesday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4%, but still managed to rack up a gain of 23.3% for the year, its second straight year with gains of more than 20%. The last time it had back-to-back yearly gains that big in 1998. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.